Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father. I guess you knew I would do that probably first off. There we go. Yes. I have to have room for movement. The holy child is always, what is this? Okay. Really? Do you know why I do that? Yes, I prefer sandals, but I prefer bare feet even to feel the vibration. Yes. And in the days when you walked with me, you also enjoyed the feeling of being in touch with Holy Mother Earth. Yes, we wore sandals from time to time, but not when we were out on the beach and when we walked on Holy Mother Earth without any disruption in the energy. It was to be with the bare feet, to know oneness of being, to know that we were the energy of creativity that brought together what we were speaking of last evening, Holy Mother Earth. And then we made trek in the spaceships to come and be amongst our creations, from the tiny little mosquito, the tiny little flea. Dogs do not care for fleas. Mm-hmm. To the most mammoth. Yes. To know our creative energy, to know that truly we are the one putting together that which we experience and hopefully calling it good. Many, many times you have created a situation and you have said, I have heard you. Oh no, look what I have brought together. You know, this is all falling apart. Everybody's saying all the wrong things. Nobody is getting along and expressing love. And then you have heard the still small voice that has said, look again. And you have shaken your head and you have looked again. And sure enough, those that seemed to be hammering at the other one were indeed sharing energy with another one. And there was love in that energy. So, as you have experienced, that which you think you are seeing is not the whole picture. Look for the love. Look for the heart energy. And I guarantee, if you will keep looking, change the viewing area, you will find the love. And then what happens? This one knows exactly. The smile spreads across the face because the heart has opened. Whenever the heart opens, the smile has to appear. So know if you are looking at someone and they are smiling at you, know that their heart is wide open. They are inviting you to be in a knowing of oneness. Now, at all times, you are one. At all times, there is opportunity to know oneness. Not to say, yes, there is a multitude of persons here, but there is one of us. One great person having an experience of the many. So when you see another one, this is what you can do. You walk up to that one and you look and then you see, oh, yes, behind you. Oh, on this side as well. Welcome home. Very good. Very good. Very good, yes. Know you that when I walked Holy Mother Earth, I was as tall as you?
Ah.
Yes.
How tall was I then?
Good question. You were my height.
Ah.
We saw eye to eye, smile to smile. This is not the first lifetime that you have worn the smile from ear to ear. You have practiced. You'll have practiced.
The practice comes in again.
Yes. And it came very easily, did it not?
It did.
Yes.
It did.
It is natural. This one would smile, but he's very intrigued with something. What are you intrigued with?
Modern day Etch-a-Sketch.
Aha! Oh, okay.
iPad.
Are you sketching?
I am following you with my fingers.
Oh, that has to be fun.
It is very fun.
It is very fun? Okay. I will be
fun.
Careful. I will not knock over your legs. Right. You have extra legs. Oh, I thought you were, the allotment was two.
Nah.
He's got three
he's
legs.
He's got three legs today.
Yes, well, he's got three and then his two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Five.
And the other night, I think he had extras. Well, you just never know. Look at these smiling faces. Technology is most wondrous. What happens if I wave?
You got it. Wave there.
Okay, I'll wave with this hand. Ah, yes, very good. Very good. They are responding. Something must be happening. Miracles are happening. Yes.
It's working.
It's working. By gum, I think it's working. Now, I'm not quite sure what that meaning, that's the saying, the meaning of that saying is, by gum. Do anybody have gum? Do you have? I have heard it is sticky. Oh, very good. We did not have that in the time that I walked Holy Mother Earth. We had food, yes. And we would chew on even what was the camel's food. The, what do you call that?
Straw? Grain?
Yes, grain, right. And the camel would share with us, begrudgingly from time to time. You have heard of, you do have the camels yet, of course. Yes. And you have heard that they can be quite stubborn, and they can be quite irascible.
They can spit.
Yes, yes.
Their backs though with straw.
I have heard that saying as well. Yes, yeah. Indeed I have, yes.
But if you talk to them and you're nice to them.
Yes.
Then you get to know them, you honor them.
Exactly. This is what I found.
Spit on
right? And maybe they will let you sit upon them as you travel. Yes. Yes. Right. I had to talk to my camel when I first met. And the ones who were in the caravan going along with the trek. And I said, how do you get the camel to let you ride on its back? And they said, you have to make friends. You have to know the oneness. And you have to ask nicely, if it will come down for you. And so I thought, okay, I will try this. And there is a certain camaraderie that you have to bring forth, this oneness that I often talk about, so that you are one and the camel feels that it is accepted, that it is one with you, and it will come down so that you can get onto its back and ride. They are very intelligent, even more so than some of the two-footed ones I have met. It was an experience for me because I was, as you would see, in my later teens, around about 17, 18, and I knew of camels, but I had not ridden on one, and I did not know the language of oneness. I knew it here, I knew it here, but I didn't know it with the camel yet. But during the time that the camel was becoming one with me, as I was becoming one with him, there grew a very close friendship that did not need words. And I know that you have experienced this as well with your pets, where you have a certain feeling where if your pet makes a certain sound, you know what that means. Usually it is, I would like to eat. It is time for dinner. But sometimes it is, let's play. And so you develop a oneness of mind Yes, there is verbal sound, but more than that, there is the clean slate, pardon. It is a oneness where you know, and they know even before you do, what the shared activity is going to be, especially if it's around food. Yes. As we were speaking last evening of exciting things, of adventures, of going in the spacecraft and coming to Holy Mother Earth, we had allow yourself to open in the imagination possibility of being. We were manifesting Holy Mother Earth even before it became, she became solid. In other words, it began, as everything does, with an idea. And there was an idea. Let us go to a new land. Let us go an adventure. So being the Spacey brothers, that's what we were called from time to time, you are Spacey. You heard that. You even said that to one, or had it said to you, perhaps. But anyway, we were what you would call out there, bringing together an idea to manifest. Now, we would not have put it in those words. It was an idea to create. Okay. So, there were various ones working on this, as you would call it now, project. Okay. To make a new place to allow adventure. And one in the spacecraft visualizing a certain thing, a certain way, and the one next to him, yes, there were several of us in the spacecraft, as we understood it to be, having ideas of how this was going to form. And it was most wondrous to behold, because there was one sitting to my left who had the vision that where we were going to land was a very long tubular thing that we would glide into, and it would be all light, so it would not be scary. It would be illumined, okay? But the one sitting over to my other side visualized something that was quite tall, with lights at the top shining down, sort of like this, only not round, but anyway, in concept form. So how do you, as the creative being that you are, visualize yourself being on this spaceship that you are materializing, so to speak, as you go along? Now, did we take off in this spaceship? Not really. We envisioned that we were going to go somewhere, and with that thought, we were out there traveling and going somewhere, and we didn't know where. And we certainly were in what you would call a heap of trouble if this visualization and this visualization and that visualization, how is it all going to come together? Well, it didn't. So, when we came to Holy Mother Earth, as it has become known, there were particles that resembled that this one had, particles that resembled the idea that this one had, etc., with all of the seeming separate beings. And this was fun as well, because we could see ourselves as separate beings, but we could also see ourselves as a one of energy. We had come to a place where we were with a feeling of expansion. Expansion, we were immediately in what you now would term outer space. We just were out there because we were at a place where we could manifest whatever we thought of. So as I said, Henry on my right, he was manifesting a tubular sort of thing where you would go into it, and this would be the adventure of finding out what's in there and where does it lead. And with the other one, Arnold, I will call him, was visualizing something else that was more like you would term now the skyscraper. Okay. My part, I thought I wanted something warm, comfortable. Okay. And I visualized something cloud-like that you could change the shape of it from time to time. Okay. So what did we manifest? Well, there was, as you call it, terra firma. Okay. And there were tunnels in certain caves and whatever. And there was also the softness of billowy clouds up there. And sometimes on the surface of what we were thinking, there had to be surface of some sort. You now call that fog. Okay. So all of what you see nowadays developed in time as to what you now understand Holy Mother Earth to be and the atmosphere, it's, and you keep changing it from time to time. It is not by accident that we speak of how you created and came to understand and to experience Holy Mother Earth. At this time when you have the Space Brothers seeking to go back in space, over what you would call the last 50 years, or well, more than that, I suppose now, there has been a feeling of wanting to return to the space. And so has been a inventiveness to bring about a capsule of some sort that would take you to outer space. Now, you do understand, as we speak of that, it is not necessary to have a capsule. You, with your expanded awareness of what you can create, as soon as you have an idea, it is there for you. Yes, then you say, oh, well, then the engineers have to get together and they have to build it to certain specifications and you have to have trial runs of it and so forth. Yes and no, because once there's the idea, everything after that comes in its own timing and its own development. In other words, you have seen this with any project that you have started to work on. As you were having an idea, how is this going to manifest? Already at that point, the energy was coming together for it. And you say, well, this has to go here, this has to go there, it has to work in concert with everything else. But the idea is already formed. It is as you run after the idea, trying to catch up with it and putting it together. So you have ones who are saying now, but what is in space? What is out there? Let us go. Let us put together that which will take the physicality, not just the idea, but the physicality to another manifest form. And so, even at this time, the last, fortnight of time here, you have had the Space Brothers, as they now appear, making the process of going to outer space again. Why do they do this? Because there is memory somewhere, seemingly a long, long time ago. And yet, if you can think of it right now, it is right here with you. And then there is a certain excitement that comes, even in the physicality that says, let us go. And it is a let us, because Anywhere you go, you take the brothers and sisters with you. You have to, because there is no separation. Okay. You live at an exciting time right now because many of the brothers and sisters are ready to expand the thinking. Many of the brothers and sisters for the last, what you would see, what, 100 years or more? Well, more. Have been asking, what more is there? Where can we go? How can we go? And so, with that question and that idea, was in our day and time, when you walked Holy Mother Earth with me, we would look to the heavens and the stars, and there would be a feeling of oneness with the stars. And there were legends, as you call them now, stories, that told of walking amongst the stars. And you have done this. That which can be thought of comes truly from a memory. How you have been. Wow. You mean, Yeshua, I haven't always had experience on Holy Mother Earth? You mean I've actually been where that shining star is? Around it, yes. Because the shining star, as you understand your sun, is a bit too warm. You can get sort of close to it, but again, there are options which you have had into account. Because if you're going to go there with a physicality, you're going to want to know that it is hospitable. But the good part is you don't have to take the physicality with you. You go as the thought form, and you can expand or contract. You can do what is necessary energy-wise to manifest that which you want to know. And then when you're finished getting to know whatever you have manifested, you can think as you have done as small beings. When they first come, you have done this, all of you, because you have had what is termed imagination. Even as you were not activating the body very much and you were lying in the and you were remembering and you were thinking, will I do that again? And some of you have grown in years and in stature and in ideas. And you have said, yes, I'm going to go to outer space, out beyond, and feel, experience that which is calling to me. So in what humankind is going to see in the next 500 years is an exodus of who have been here. You are already with the tiny little virus looking sort of like that. Okay. Many have made their departure from the physicality, and this has been by plan, not by accident. They have not been taken over by this tiny little thing you call something that starts with a V. Virus? Okay, something. They don't always have your terminology. Or in some terminology, you change it. Okay. So in what you see to be the next 500 years, and you say, well, Joshua, I'm not going to be around for that. Yes, you will. Yes. You may not be activating the very same body. You may not be activating a body at all. In fact, most of you who have the desire within to go and experience more, you are not going to have to manifest a body and drag it around with you. You are going to go with a thought, with a feeling of I am, and then to go, as you do now, with thought. What you can imagine, you have in truth already done. So it's like, Jeshua, wow, you mean? I can imagine, just for example, slithering around as the most graceful serpent. You mean I've done that? Yeah, you've done it. Just to feel what it would feel like. You didn't have to be messy about it and spit out. I mean, there are ones who designed that into the... Okay. Anything, as I have said, anything that you can imagine, you have already been and done. And even more, you are going to do. Because you are creative. Being the extension of the one ocean of being, the wave, as I call it, being creative, there is no end. Hear me well. No end to what you will create. So play happily. Design in loving fashion. Feel the expansion of love. Know that truly you are never compelled to be anywhere as anything unless you want to. If you want to be a physicality, so be it, with certain hindrances, as you will call them, as to where you go. If you want to just be energy and be unlimited, already you are that. Allow yourself to be one with it and say, oh, this is really fun, because now I can go visit someone who is on the farthest star. I wonder where I get my ticket. And with that thought, yes, sometimes called the ticket, but to outer space. What you can envision, what you can imagine, in truth, you have already done. And you can do it again just for the sheer fun of creating. But you know this. That which I speak to you comes from memory. My memory and from yours. It is a shared knowing. Where we have been, what we have done, what we have said. Okay, been there, done that. What else? And because time, as you measure it, is not limited. You expand time. You can go back in time. You can go forward in time. And you build into the experience of life imagination. And you have fun with the imagination. Oh, yes, I know that you can imagine very creative things that are scary. But you also know how to tame the scary things. And if you are creating it, you have power. Yes, you can uncreate it. You have power over it. Yes. Okay, we have talked about the Space Brothers. You have met them. You are them. I have met the Space Brothers, and they are us. Exactly. So for one such as you, when there is an encounter, and there is going to be that which your publicity will bring to you, all of a sudden they'll say, that which we imagined is actually happening on Holy Mother Earth. They won't say holy, but they'll say on Earth. And this strange being has been sighted in the mountains of Tibet, whatever. Already you have some of those messages coming. you will say, oh yeah, okay, I knew that. And your friends, not these ones, because they're open-minded and pretty far out as well, they are going to say, okay, yeah, sure. But some of your other friends who have not been into reading the books about what is known as science fiction, which is not fiction at all, it's where you've been, okay, and where you're going to return if you want to have that experience again, you will say, yes, and even more we are going to know and to experience, which is true. Make it happy. Take the smile with you. Make it happy. Now, as you will do that, you are opening your mind, because it is a great tool, to other possibilities. Can we be in oneness with each other? That is a bit of a, what is the word you want? Where something is hard to do. Challenge. Yes, good. And that is why you have some of these space vehicles. You have the Challenger. Yes. And where does that idea come from? From what you would call, if you measure it in linear time, times past. But it is also in time's future. And who is the maker of time? You are. So if you want something in the future, talk to this one. Right. But in truth, if you want something and you want to manifest it in what you term your future, speak to this one of you, the beingness of you. How did you get to have form? Well, you put out a thought and you said, hey, I want to have another human experience. Who will help me in this? And there were certain ones who could give forth form. And they said, not me. I already have 10. Not going there again. But then there have been other ones that said, yes, I really want a small one, one that I can share with and help this one grow into love. And so you have, right, you're on. And there you are, teaming up as teamwork. Okay. And then you become distinct on your own after you have certain time of what they call gestation. And you come and you say, I'm not so sure about this. But brave soul that you are, the explorer, you have said, okay, I'll stay here activating this form, even if I don't want to. And you make a lot of noise because something here is hurting. In other words, you're hungry. Okay. But at first, you don't know what that's all about. And so you just put it out there that something should be taken care of. The same as you see with your pets. You know, if they get hungry and they want to be fed, they'll let you know. Oh, yes, and some are more demanding than others. Yes. You make for yourself human life. You make for yourself the animal life to share with you. In what you would call ancient times, you had a companion, a four-footed companion. My beloved friend and teacher, the one you know as Judith, she had a black panther, was her accompaniment. Now this day, she has what is called the black pussycat. Okay. But even as the black panther, there was a knowingness of mind communication, you would call it now, where there was a oneness. And what you would look upon, perhaps in your collection, animals known as the zoology study of whatever, there was a oneness that was shared, a knowing. And so they traveled over the rocks, the mountains, whatever, together, as you have done. In your times, quiet times of meditation, you can envision the accompaniment of four-footed one with you in what you would now call ancient times. They weren't so ancient when you were living them, but it was okay. Ah, we have one more compatriot. What have you done to yourself? Did you not come with instructions to handle carefully? You forgot. Well, it happens to the best geniuses, everyone. Most interesting. As we were speaking of this, you did come with instructions. However, they were written in a foreign language, so you and you have had to learn your way with the two-foot. Okay. You have known the four-footed now. You have known how to go as the four-footed one or the no-footed one that would slither along very gracefully, very strong. You have seen the ones who are quite into muscle. Yes. And they have been your compatriots also. The winding trails and up over the mountains and so forth. This is a fun meditation to do, is to open yourself to a certain place where you say, okay, what other types of living beings have I traveled with? And some of you, we have spoken to other gatherings such as this, and we have thrown that out as an idea. And then there was one lady who was most upset. And said, oh, no, I was the snail. I couldn't keep up. Whatever. Just know that you are most powerful beings, and you have expressed in various forms. And if there is a form that you find revulsion with in this lifetime, know that that may have been your favorite form in another time. Like, oh no, you mean I was the most hairy beast? And a slimy slug, yeah. But also the beautiful bird, the very strong, beautiful bird. Even the ones that you have with the history that are extinct, as they are called now, you have been everything you can imagine and more. Ah, that has set the wheels in motion. Okay. Very good. It is fun to just imagine, what form have I activated? And there are certain, there are, is this not working? Oh, good. You were just.
You were thinking about different forms, and so I was thinking about different forms.
There have been some relationships where one of the relators has been as the octopus, or at least envisioned as such by the opposite partner. Very good. That which you can envision, you have been. Because you want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Yes, inquiring minds. And you are the inquiring mind. You have said at the beginning of having form to express with, I want to know all. So be it. And you have. In time, allow yourself in the next meditative time to just open yourself and say, what else have I activated as form? And you may envision the most graceful butterfly, or you may envision the slug, which has feelings, by the way. If you look at a slug and you say, yeah, I know, I was one like you, one, but really, I've decided to be something more. And the slug says, what, you mean there's more than this? Life is. Full stop, period. In all of its splendor, enjoy the physicality. Enjoy the imagination that says, I can experience and be one with that which I see, even the small little, how about the graceful daddy long leg spider? Have you ever been that? Of course you have. You wanted to know. The delicacy of the daddy long leg spider, the delicacy of that one, and the flexibility of that one. Those teeny tiny thin legs look like, oh, they would just break in an instant. No. They don't. They're very flexible. Designed to be, now you see, with every design, there has been advancement of design. In the beginning, the legs, spindly little things, yes, they broke easily. But as there was a certain advancement in the knowingness of creativity, the legs were created, are created, to be flexible so that the daddy long legs, the legs do not break as easily as the first edition. You see how creative you have been? If you were to list all of the forms of creation that you can think of, it would fill volumes. It does fill volumes. And then there are the personalities that go with a certain activation of forms, as this one has been finding with the furry pet. This furry pet that he has is very talkative. Some furry pets are more placid, are not so demanding, perhaps. You have all experienced a range of personalities of the four-footed ones and the two-footed ones. Okay. Some are easy to get along with. Some are very humorous, know how to tell the humorous story at the end where everyone says, oh, tell that one again. It was so good, etc. You have been, you have done, you have gone. Everywhere you can imagine. Be in enjoyment with all of your creations. Even if you happen to be on trek in the mountain somewhere and this big hairy bear comes at you, open the arms and say, hey, brother or sister. And then, levitate.
Not FaceTime.
Depending. Yes. That is how you have learned to be the, what is the fastest road runner? Because you have had the instances where you did not want to be in the physicality, and so you developed, yes, the cheetah, yes, to run very fast, or to sprout wings and fly away. You have become the magician sometimes. Shapeshifter? Where did that idea come from? Have you ever expressed as shapeshifter? Of course you have. Wow, Joshua, I didn't know I could do all this. Not only didn't know, but you have been there, done that. Check it off. Or say, I'll come back to you later, because it was fun. Creativity was designed to be fun. You have created some, sometimes when it was not so fun. And sometimes you repeat it. Just, yes, over and over. Just to bring it up in front of you and to say, oh yes, been there, done that. Okay. Each time you do that, you remember I am going to give you a sentence here. Ask, who is creating? Ah, I am. Can you change that? Yes, you can change it. And you do. Sometimes it is faster than other times. Because you can do as this one has done and injure a bit of the form. And then you can do the instantaneous healing. You have developed the knowing, maybe not a knowing to be able to write it down and to share it with someone, but the inner being of you, the creative being of you, the God self of you, knows how to heal. And so you let a little bit of time pass and the body heals itself. And you say, well, sure, I mean, that's just how a body works, isn't it? Well, sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Sometimes it's slower. But that is okay too, because if it is slower in doing the creativity, it gives you time to assess and to judge and to say, didn't know I could do this again. I thought I only did this when I was 4, 5, 6 years old. But here I am. I am really the youth at heart. And you are young at heart, young enough that when you fall or hit something or run into a tree limb, you bounce. Beloved ones, allow yourself to know, become one with the creative self that you are. Enjoy it. Be in joy with that which you create. And if you don't like what you are creating, stop for a moment. Breathe. Choose anew. Because you are the one that is activating the form. And you can change it. That is why there is instantaneous healing. Where did that idea come from? From the God self of you. Always have a smile. Always look on the light side of things. And in that space, I will meet you again. So be it.